good Sunday morning. You're listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? This is Christian Talk Radio, here to challenge the status quo. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. But if you want to see a change, if you want a spiritual revolution, if you need a spiritual renewal, stay with us. We are here to inspire, to inform, and to challenge you to consider what does the Lord say regarding life's issues. Visit our website for information on how you can join us for morning prayer, access previous podcasts of this broadcast, or you can even now access and download this podcast in iTunes. There is also information to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or even sponsor this show. Visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. We would love to hear from you.
There's a question where someone asks, what does a stronghold mean?
Well, stronghold really, if you think about it from a biblical perspective, it literally means a fortress. It's used in the Bible also as metaphorically to represent things that are based on, you know, human confidence or pride, as opposed to those things that we rely on God's guidance for. An example of a stronghold would be something you have no control over or very little ability to stop doing. Ephesians 4:22-23 lists some of them, like lying, stealing, corrupt communication, bitterness, wrath, anger, those kinds of things. Those are strongholds. But the good news is that God is able to break the strongholds off of our lives and to deliver us and make us free. Yes. And when God makes you free, you never have to be entangled again in the yokes that had you bound.
Amen. Good answer. Thank you so much for submitting your question. We're going to talk about Lord of the Breakthrough this Sunday morning. And there's many things that are going on and maybe in your life that it seems as though that your enemies are overcoming you. But the good news is that God gives us the power to break through on all our enemies. 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, starting at the 17th verse. When the Philistines got word that David had been made king over all Israel, they came on the hunt for him. David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. When the Philistines arrived, they deployed their forces in Rephaim Valley. Then David prayed to God, "Shall I go up and fight the Philistines? Will you help me beat them?" "Go up," God replied. "Count on me. I'll help you beat them." David then went straight to Baal Perazim and smashed them to pieces. Afterward, David said, "God exploded on my enemies like a gush of water." That's why David named the place Baal Perazim, the master who explodes. The retreating Philistines dumped their idols, and David and his soldiers took them away. That is what's happening even in some of your lives today. God is going to break through on your enemies. Matter of fact, he says you're going to another level. You know, with this account in the Bible with David, right after they came together, the elders came together and anointed David king over Jerusalem and in Judah. He unified the kingdom and they pronounced him as king. And you know what? When you go to another level, that your enemies that you've dealt with in the past sometimes rear their ugly head to stop you from advancing. And that's exactly what happened here in the book of 2 Samuel 5 when we talk about the account of David.
I don't think I have seen this before. You were reading that scripture just now, but in that scripture you were just reading in verse number 20, the latter part of it in the King James, it says, "The Lord hath broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters."
Yes.
Now, I have always interpreted the scripture that we always quote from Isaiah 59 verse 19, when it says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard yes. against him. I have always thought we put the comma in the wrong place. So when I quote that scripture, I always say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises a standard against your enemy. I don't believe that it's the enemy that's overwhelming in our life situation so much as it is God that overwhelms our enemy. And David says it just like I always thought this thing happened. He said that when my enemies were coming against me, God, like a flood of water, unleashed against my enemy and took them out. The flood is when God comes rushing in. I know it seems overwhelming when the enemy comes in from time to time, but when you compare the enemy with your God, the flood is always going to be on your God. The greater power is always going to be on God. So I challenge you, put the comma in the other place. Let the flood be your God. When you introduce your problem to God, your problem gets a whole bunch smaller because it's dealing with one that is so much greater. And like a flood, it's God that overwhelms your enemy.
You know what that tells me is that, as you were saying, that there is nothing too big that God cannot handle. You know, the Philistines was a stronghold in that particular region. Matter of fact, I think it was David that had battled them once before. And so therefore he had to battle them once again. And as you were saying, or it was in the question, they said, what is a stronghold? A stronghold is a place that has been fortified so as to protect it against the attack. It is a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended. And you know, when I think of the strongholds, that is like an impenetrable wall. It seems like that issue that you're dealing with, that it just won't loose. It won't let go.
And without God, without God, it is impenetrable. It is impossible to get beyond some of the dilemmas in our life without God. With God, all things
are possible. And you know, it's basically the enemy that keeps you bound with situations that you just don't think that you can get over, or you've been dealing with this thing so long that it's become a stronghold, that it shapes your belief, it shapes the way you operate and how you relate to other people. It shuts you down. Not only that, even when you try to go to God with this situation, it tells you in your ear, God can't help you. You know, you can't do anything about it. What make you think, you who are weak and you who are blind, are you going to be able to deal with this? I'm not going to let you go. But the thing about this is that God is saying, I can do anything. There is no stronghold that's too hard. There's no wall that's too high that I can't get over. That's the enemy trying to infiltrate your mind and to shut you down, defeat you, so you won't be able to do what God has called you to do. Now, there are strongholds that are, they're called idolatry, murders, rejection, jealousy, or anger. And some of those things that you are dealing with, you feel trodden down, those are strongholds. It seems as though you can't get rid of them. Just when you say, I'm through with this thing, it rears its ugly head and says, oh no, not now. We still got some things to do. And it's just like the enemy, it will not allow you to move forward.
And you know, the other thing that strongholds do in our life, when you talk about how it shapes every part of you and how you think and how you feel, it also causes you to put conjunctions in the word of God that are not supposed to be there. When we say God can, but yes. But is that conjunction that joins contrasting ideas. You shouldn't be putting a but where God put a period. You shouldn't be putting a conjunction to join a contrasting idea. When God said he can do all things, or you can do all things through him, you don't need to add a conjunction in there. I can do all things through Christ, but this is continuing to dog my heels. No, God didn't put a conjunction there. You need to put a period there. An exclamation point might be good after all. I mean, when God says a thing, that settles it. Go ahead and attach your faith to it that you might be able to claim it and see it manifested in your own life. Those strongholds come to make you doubt the very truth of God's word. They come to make you question the very faithfulness of a God that cannot lie. I mean, strongholds come to keep you oppressed and suppressed, yes, and depressed. And if you keep on dealing with it long enough, it'll manifest itself in your physical body. You'll have sicknesses and illnesses and things in your body. And you wonder, why is this illness upon me? And they'll go back and trace it. They'll call it psychosomatic illnesses. Strongholds come to relegate you and make you insignificant. But you need to know that God is the only one that can deliver you from strongholds that have you bound. Even as fortified as these things might be, God can deliver you. As entrenched as these things might, you might have been dealing with this for 47 years, but God can deliver you. Wasn't it the man laying at the pool? And he said, I've been here for these 38 years and nobody comes by to help me in. 38 long years, but God, through Jesus Christ, delivered him.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what those strongholds are, those enemies, what they actually are saying, because some of you have been dealing with strongholds since your childhood. I mean, if you go back in generations, you can see where there's a pattern that goes from one generation to another. It's been there so long that that stronghold or that enemy is saying, who do you think you are? This is my territory. It has claimed you already. It is saying that you don't have the right to cast me out. You don't have the right to tear me down. But God is saying, listen, you may not have the strength to tear the enemy down. He said, but I do. Listen, that strong is saying, I have been here for a long time and I'm not giving up. And that's exactly what happened when David went against the Philistines. When he went against him the first time, God told him what to do and he was defeated. But just like that old devil, he don't give up the first time. He's not done. The Philistines came back the second time after David had whooped them, came back the second time to come against David to destroy him. And David once again went back to the Lord and said, Lord, shall I destroy them? And he says, yes, you shall. He said, but this time it's a different strategy. And that's the way it has to be when we're dealing with enemies in our own lives. You know, the way that they were defeated the one time might not be the way that God wants to deal with them the second time. And so therefore you have to be in prayer and ask God, Lord, what should I do? How should I deal with this matter? And God will give you the instructions. That's the purpose of prayer, is to inquire to the Lord, asking him, Lord, what shall I do? If you look at a particular stronghold that you've been dealing with, it could be anger. You're suffering through with anger. I mean, it's road rage, whatever it is. And you find that you have lacked the strength and that you're weak to deal with it. It seems like it keeps coming back. Go to God once again and say, Lord, you know, I find myself getting angry to the point where I'm just destructive. Lord, how do I get rid of this? How do I handle this situation? I have broken ties with relationships. How do I reconcile myself with that person that I hurt? And God will give you the strategy and how to defeat the enemy. And therefore you're able to do, or you're able to conquer that enemy that seems to be a stronghold in your life.
Amen. And you know, sometimes I know where the enemy has also tricked us into doing the, hopefully not many believers, but in the world before you came to Christ and some since they are in Christ. But what we do is a lot of times we ascribe these, we make excuses for these strongholds. We'll say things like, well, I'm a Libra and that's what Libras do. Or I'm a Virgo and that's what Virgos do. No, these are strongholds that you need to allow God to eradicate from your life. And sometimes you have addictions and you have given in to these addictions and just thought, well, this is the way I am.
Right.
I gotta die of something, so I might as well die doing what I like. No, these are strongholds, and you can be free from anything that has you so bound that you can't get through a day, an evening, a morning without it. Anything that has you so bound that it governs the very way that you conduct yourself. You can't make a change without it affecting. I mean, you nervous and you shaking and you don't know what. These things are strongholds in your life. People that have you in bondage mentally and psychologically. You can't move because you're so afraid of what they're going to think and what they're going to do and what they're going to say. These are strongholds that God wants to free you from.
You know, the number one stronghold is fear.
Fear. Absolutely.
That's the number one. Fear.
And the thing, God made it so clear. He said, I did not give you the spirit of fear. So don't matter what form it comes in, no matter how it comes disguised, know that God is not in that. God did not give you the spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit to be an overcomer,
yes,
victorious, and full of power in him.
And you know what? We're faced with fear, but when you can say, I'm going to press through this fear, just like God said, he says, if fear is present, I didn't give it to you.
I didn't give it to
he
you.
He said, matter of fact, in one verse, he said, when this confusion and strife is present,
every evil
he
work.
Said, every evil work is present. And that scripture came to me one day praying about a situation. And the Lord spoke that to me. And he says, listen, where you have strife, where you have confusion, he said, every evil and wicked work is present. So that means that there is something in the midst of me and this individual that's causing such a stir. And that's when God begins to give you instructions like he did with David. He's telling you, listen, there's an evil and wicked work in the midst of you. And what you need to do is apply my word to it. That's that's basically what it's all about. So when he says, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, and then in the same verse, he says, but what I did give you is love, power, and a sound mind.
Amen.
So when you're faced with a fearful situation, take courage. I mean, when we go take on some things, it's not that fear is not present, but we're pressing through this
Absolutely.
Fear.
We're not giving in to it.
Because when you think about it, I have to think about
that's a good point, though, because we should never think that believers don't experience fear, but you don't give in to fear.
You don't give in to anger. And when you do, if you do give in to anger, the next thing you do to defeat that enemy says, Lord, forgive me.
Because he said, you can be angry, but don't sin.
But don't sin. But even if you do sin, he's saying, listen,
come to me.
He says, I'll cleanse you from this thing and give you the power to overcome. That's the reason why with the way you defeat the stronghold after it has been identified is that you get the word of God, and you might find yourself doing this thing again. But just like David
until he ran
back to the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me.
But this is the thing with David. When you read that in Samuel 5, David had inquired of God so many times
as
king. He didn't just get to the pinnacle of his career and think that I got this thing, I'm going to do this on my own. But as king, he inquired of God over and over and over again. Lord, shall I go up? Lord, what shall I do? Over and over. That's why the Bible says he's a man after my own heart. If you want to see the strongholds broken in your life, you've got to go to the one who breaks the strongholds. I'm telling you this morning that God is the only one that can break the strongholds in your life. Saying Hail Mary 52 times is not going to break the strongholds in your life. But you go to the one who is the Lord of the breakthrough. I mean, he is the Lord of the breakthrough. We worship you, oh God.
Yes.
You are the Lord of the breakthrough.
Lord of the breakthrough. You know, Lord means possessor or owner, meaning I am the possessor of your breakthrough. I'm the owner. In due season, I'm the one that's going to break and explode upon your enemies. I'm the one that's going to break down that impenetrable wall. I'm the one that's going to smash it. Like at the day of Jericho, when he gave instructions for the children of Israel to march around that wall. And it seems as though that was an instruction impossible. Who ever heard about marching around the wall?
And didn't it sound stupid?
Didn't it sound stupid?
But God will take the foolishness.
I'm sure when they were marching around that wall, just as the Philistines mocked David, that the people in Jericho mocked the children of Israel, said, look at them foolishly going around this wall. What in the world are they going to do? How are they going to come against us? Don't they know that this wall is impenetrable? Don't they know that we are standing against our enemies?
And not only that, not only were they laughing at them because they had the impenetrable wall that they knew no man had ever gotten through before. So they're laughing at you looking like a fool marching around the wall. But the truth is, LJ Renee, some of those who were marching didn't believe that wall was going to fall down flat. But because they believed enough that the man of God had given a word, I don't think this wall is going to fall. It has never fallen. No army has ever gotten through this wall. But the man of God said march. You know, so we're going to march and just trust that God's going to. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to do something.
That's just like you have an illness or you have a situation and somebody come to you. You know your mother had it. You know your daddy had it. You know
putting
your
that fear in you.
You know your great granddaddy had it. Putting that fear in what they're saying is
expect to do what they did.
That's
die
right.
with it or
that's
suffer
right.
from
that's
it.
Exactly what it is. And to put that fear into you, say, who do you, as the enemy, say,
who do you think you are?
This is my territory. I've been in your father, your mother. I went on back to your granddaddy.
I own you.
I am Lord over this
thing. But you know how you said the stronghold was this impenetrable fortress and wall? You know what breakthrough means, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It means a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. I came to tell you there is a development in your situation today.
Yes,
God has shown up and he will do for you what nothing else has been able to do. If you seek the Lord in prayer, if you go to him as the only wise God, your Savior, when you come, think about it, when you come to God and you say, my God, the Lord of all gods and the King of all kings, you are Lord over everything
Lord.
And worthy of my, when you start worshiping God, you are El Shaddai, you are marvelous and holy, you are worthy and magnificent, you are the fairest of 10,000 to my, you start worshiping him and watch what he will do to you.
God.
I mean, think how it works on you when your children, your spouse, your grandchildren come up to you and say, grandma or papa, mom or dad, auntie or uncle, I love you. You're so special. You're so wonderful. And you know they just want something from you, but still it has that effect that it softens your heart. Well, think about God. You are his creation, created in his likeness and his image. When you bow down before the almighty throne of God and you join in with the heavenly host and you begin to say hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power to the only wise God, my Savior, heaven bows down to hear what you got to say, and God comes in to deliver you.
My God, God stands up and look at you with like a proud papa and say, look at my daughter, look at my son. Angels of the Most High God go down and fight on their behalf. Matter of fact, in going back to the story, that's what happened the second time. He said, listen, you shall go up. He said, but listen, this is the second strategy. When you hear the angels walking on top of the mulberry tree, then it's time to go out.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Because David worshiped him. He says, you are Baal Perazim. He says, you are the Lord God of my breakthrough. And that's what God wants to hear from us. God, it looks impossible, but you
Hallelujah.
Said that those things that are impossible with man, they are possible
easy
with God.
With
they're
God.
Easy with you. God, I'm standing here with a bill in my hand and I don't know what to do, but God, you're able to do it. It's easy because God's going to make a way. Listen, it is time for the breakthrough. You are going to another level. And because you're going to another level, the enemy has been sent out against you to remind you of your past, or remind you of the situation, remind you of your anger, remind you of your jealousy, remind you of the adulterous situation, remind you of the lust in your flesh, to remind you of the
curse of mouth. Did you know what, LJ
Renee? But God is able.
The enemy can't prevent you, so he wants you to. You're the only one that can prevent you. The devil can't prevent you. God done stopped him, but you can prevent you. If you keep yourself mired in that defeatist attitude,
right,
if you keep yourself mired in that fear, if you keep yourself mired in that you're not good enough and you can't do it and this isn't, God wouldn't give this to you, you can defeat yourself. The enemy can't do it, but he'd like you to help him out. I want you to tell the devil today, it won't work. I'm not going to help you do what God has made it so that you couldn't do in my life. I'm not going to help you stop the victory from exploding in my life. Baal-perazim means the master who explodes. God wants to explode some things in your life. The enemy has come in, but like a flood, God wants to explode victory in your life.
Yes.
We speak the victory of Jesus Christ over you in everything that pertains to you. We believe today that God of the breakthrough has shown up for you, and may he do for you, hallelujah, what he did for David. May he do for you what he promised to do for all of us when we have our backs pressed up against the wall, but we go to him. May he bring a sudden, dramatic, and important development of this,
yes,
of deliverance in your life. May God bring about your breakthrough this morning.
Father, we thank you in the precious name of Jesus that we're going to another level, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're coming against our enemies, those that try to prevent us from doing the things that you've called us to do. Oh God, Lord, we call this place, this moment, this season, oh God, Baal-perazim, Father, the Lord of the breakthrough, the Lord, the master that explodes upon my situation, the master that breaks through the wall that was considered impossible. You are the one, dear Father God, that will level the playing field and cause me to be victorious. God, we thank you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we sense a shifting in the spirit, oh God, that where you will take us to that next level, oh God, that level, that moment that we've been waiting for, Father God, oh Lord, that you caused us, dear Father, to break through, and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is under the sound of our voice, oh Father, even as they're going on their way to church, God, that they will be in the place of worship, and God, you will break through, oh God, upon them, that you will break through upon their enemies in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dust yourself off, get yourself up, and go take back what the enemy has stolen from you. God has exploded victory in your life today.
Amen.
Amen.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning up his terrible whistle. He is true.
You know, I'm still getting feedback about our recent Biblical Foundation of the Constitution session that we had in Dayton, Ohio last month.
It was a great event. I've had a few people tell me they want to know when we plan to do it again.
It is so important that we know the truth about the Constitution and our rights as citizens and the responsibilities as Christians.
I agree. Let's do the next one in Columbus, Ohio.
That's exactly what we were planning to do.
Join us Saturday, October 10th in Columbus, Ohio for the next Biblical Foundation of the Constitution presentation.
I can't wait. Help us spread the word.
Hallelujah. Send me, oh, glory, hallelujah.
We thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? For information on this program, on how you can subscribe to or access previous podcasts of this broadcast, visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. Until next time.